This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. And I want to say it feels good to be back, but to you guys, it probably doesn't feel like I have been gone unless you follow me on social media, where I have been super quiet lately, in part just not feeling well at this stage of pregnancy. And then more acutely, I had to take an impromptu trip to Germany for some family stuff. But I am back, and I was almost entirely off the grid over there. I spent a couple hours on email every morning, but otherwise I wasn't on social media at all. I recorded podcasts before I left, so it feels like I've been gone, but I'm back. I'm back, and I'm feeling a little bit better, and I'm eager to just dive into this second half of the year with more enthusiasm for my own mindset and my own health and my own journey, and more enthusiasm for helping you create momentum. Today's episode was a result of me getting prepared for Ascend 2019. Most of you guys have heard me mention Ascend before, but if you haven't, Ascend is Primal Potential's annual weekend workshop. I only do one live event that's open to everybody per year. And the reason I say open to everybody is because I get together with the Masters Club a couple times a year, but a tickets for sale kind of event, I only do it once a year and pour so much of myself into it. One of the toughest parts of preparing for Ascend, and I usually spend, 8 months to a year getting material ready for that weekend. One of the toughest parts is that when I come up with something that I'm so excited to share at Ascend, of course I want to share it on the podcast, right? Or I want to share it with my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients. So I have this growing body of material for the weekend, and I just desperately want to turn it into a podcast, but I know that I can't. So over the weekend, when I was flying back, actually it wasn't over the weekend, it was Monday, I was flying back from Germany, and I was going through some of the audio and some of the slides from our past Ascend weekends, and I came across a story that I absolutely love and knew that I had to dive into it and share it with you guys on the podcast. And if you guys are curious about Ascend, you want to know more about it, we have fewer than 10 tickets available, which is why I haven't been mentioning it lately. I figured those would just trickle on by as folks reach out to me. But if you are curious about Ascend, it is in downtown Portland, Oregon. So especially if you are a Pacific Northwester, great opportunity for you to take advantage of it. But we've got people coming from all over the world. Ascend this year will be in downtown Portland, Oregon, November 8th through the 10th of this year, 2019. So we start in the evening of Friday, November 8th, with just a really casual kind of meet and greet, have some food, have some drinks, and then we go all day Saturday the 9th and all day Sunday the 10th, wrapping up around 4 or 5 on Sunday the 10th. I would love for you to join me there, to get to spend some time with you, and to just help you invest in yourself. You can learn more about Ascend, and you can get your ticket in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/639. I want to get right into the meat of today's episode, which, as I mentioned, came from a story that I shared at one of the past Ascend events. So I'm going to read you this short story and then we're going to dive into it. It says, I once knew a guy like you. I met him on a construction site in the Midwest. When the lunch whistle blew, all the workers would sit down together to eat. And every day, Sam would open up his lunch pail and start to complain. Son of a gun, he'd cry. Not peanut butter and jelly sandwiches again. I hate peanut butter and jelly. He whined about his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches day after day until one of the guys on the work crew finally said, "For Christ's sake, Sam, if you hate peanut butter and jelly so much, why don't you just tell your old lady to make you something different?" "What do you mean, my old lady?" Sam replied. "I'm not married. I make my own sandwiches." I love that because, well, how many of us are complaining about something that we don't like, that we don't want, but we continue to make for ourselves, serve to ourselves, choose again and again, though we are free to make something else. I see this most often in my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients, because those are really the people that I work most closely with. And they are serving themselves up something that they don't like, something that they don't want, and then they're upset about it. They're unhappy about it. In some cases, they're complaining about it. And I don't think it's because we're dumb, right? I definitely don't think it's a matter of being stupid, being dense. I don't think it's a matter of unwilling to change. In fact, I don't think I work with anybody who's unwilling to change. And I don't think you would be listening to this podcast if you were unwilling to change. But sometimes I think we just don't think about it like that. You are making this choice. You are making this sandwich. And you are free to make something different. Just the other day, one of my 12 Weeks to Transformation clients was asking for some help in creating a new pattern, creating a new story, creating a new set of beliefs. And she shared with me that in her work, she very much has a growth mindset. She knows that if something is broke, that she can fix it. She knows that if she has a weakness in an area, that she can get help, that she can work on it, that there are tools to help her improve. She knows that. But at home, she doesn't have the same mindset right now, though she wants to. And she wasn't even sure exactly what the problem was. I think initially she was reaching out because she found it easier to identify limiting beliefs and problems and barriers in work than in home. Because at home, it just feels like the way it is. And she wasn't even clear on what the real problem is. So I asked her to give me an example of something that feels hard, right? Because that's sometimes an easy place that we can start to figure out where our problems are, where our limiting beliefs are, or where we are making ourselves a peanut butter jelly sandwich and then complaining about it. And she shared that this was about being a mom. Something that felt hard was being patient with her kids. And more often than not, she was not being patient and she was getting frustrated and she was feeling overwhelmed and wanting that to be different. So same as Sam and the peanut butter and jelly, here we go again, peanut butter and jelly. Yet making peanut butter and jelly in the morning. Here we go again. I'm frustrated. I'm overwhelmed. I snapped at the kids when it was all a result of something that she chose, something that she made, a behavior, a pattern, a response, a habit that she selected to execute today. The fact is, she is capable of showing up differently today. For a minute or for 10 minutes or for the whole day, you are capable of showing up differently today. I was sharing with her, you know, we have to go beyond, I want to be more patient. I want to be more calm. Just like Sam has to go beyond, I wish I had something other than peanut butter and jelly. We are free to make a different choice. Today, I will show up differently than I have before so that I can create the change I want. What will that look like? It can be as simple as today, while the kids are doing homework, I'm going to show up differently. And I'm not going to be the, you know, militant ball of stress barking orders. Today, I choose to be more relaxed. Today, I choose to let them do it their way. Or today, I choose a very different tone of voice. Today, I choose to be more affectionate. today I choose to listen twice as much as I speak, whatever it is, you are free to do things differently, just like Sam is free to make a turkey sandwich, to make no sandwich at all, to make a half a sandwich, to bring a bowl of soup. We are free to show up differently, and we have to begin by telling ourselves that we can. Instead of arguing for, I always get frustrated. I always overeat after dinner. I always make crappy choices when I'm stressed out. You're choosing that and then being upset about it, just like making yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then complaining about it. I see my clients stuck in this similar pattern with regards to their evening eating habits, feeling frustrated, feeling disappointed, feeling overwhelmed, and sometimes complaining about, you know, hey, I do well all day, but then the evening comes and I'm just checked out and all my good intentions go out the window. You chose that. You created that. You sat down and made yourself that sandwich. Not literally, although maybe. Maybe it actually was a sandwich. Today you are free to do something different. Today you are free to make something different. Personally, I love to challenge myself to do things differently, not even in response to a problem area, not even in response to a pattern of I want to change. I challenge myself to do random things differently so that I don't become somebody who is a creature of habits I don't like, or who is someone who doesn't realize just how simple and straightforward it can be to do things differently. I'll give you an example of something I did differently this morning just for the sake of doing things differently. And I've been thinking a lot about this, especially recently with the baby on the way. I can't even believe that I'm just about 4 months pregnant. Like, that's insane to me. But I am intentionally doing things differently. Typically, when I wake up and I drink some water, I use the bathroom, I either go right to the gym or right to my office. It doesn't vary much from those two things. But I don't want to be someone who feels locked in by the way things have been or limited in any way by the way things have been. So today, I opened up my laptop in bed after getting some water and using the bathroom. And I just worked for about an hour from bed with the puppy sleeping beside me. And that is not trying to break some habit I don't like, but it is a practice of doing things differently. Because as that becomes a habit, as doing anything the same way becomes a habit, the more you feel locked into that, the more stuck you feel. But the more you have a practice of, I'm going to do this differently today. I'm going to do this differently today. I'm going to try this new way of getting to work, or I'm going to change up my routine in this way, or I'm going to change up my pattern of response this way, we feel less stuck. While I was in Germany and didn't have a lot of internet, I went old school and I had my work notebook with me. And I wrote out for the month of August a new structure to my daily workflow just to do things differently. Because what I know, and this is a micro example of this macro issue we're talking about today, but I know that if I feel like there is the right way to do things, the way I've always done things, and that's what I feel locked into when the baby comes, I'm going to feel a lot more stress and pressure than if over these next 5 to 6 months before baby comes, I'm intentionally being flexible. I'm intentionally trying new things. I'm intentionally choosing a different way. Then I feel less stuck and less rigid and less stressed and less boxed in. And you can do that in any area where you do not like the result you are creating. So I reframed my work structure for the month of August just to try it, just to see what it feels like. I also started ordering from Paleo Power Meals again. Some of you guys who have been listening for a while know that when I first moved back from North Carolina and I moved to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, I was ordering. It's a largely paleo meal delivery service in New England. I'll put a link to them in the show notes. In fact, I'm going to make myself a note of that right now. Paleo Power Meals. If you live in the New England area, I will put that link in the show notes, which you can find at primalpotential.com/639. Now, part of that was because I don't have a stove. And for a couple weeks, I didn't even care because I was so nauseous that, like, I wasn't going to be cooking anyway. But this is a way of me telling myself, okay, you're not stuck. Right. Yes. Normally, I cooked at least 5 nights a week. Well, that doesn't mean that I'm now screwed because I can't cook 5 nights a week because there are other options. First, I can get more creative with my grill. Second, I can do something like Paleo Power Meals, right? There's so many different things. Third, I could ask my mom and my sister to help out, right? There are so many different things, and that is true for all of you, no matter the challenge. You are not stuck. You might choose not to do things differently. You might choose to do things the same old way, but you're not stuck. Sometimes I see this with my 12 weeks to transformation clients when they say, I'm just not motivated, or I'm in a funk. Just this week, I had got a couple people messaging me saying, I'm feeling resistance to this week's challenge. Well, what's really true is that you're choosing resistance, because at any moment, you can choose to break through it, right? When you say, I'm feeling resistant to do this work, to work out, to eat better, I'm just, I kind of want to throw a temper tantrum and not do it. You're choosing that. Just like Sam was making himself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you can make something different. You can choose to break through it. I see this with my clients who know that they want to shift their behavior. They know they want to pursue that business venture more seriously and aggressively, but they're not. They're making themselves the same sandwich of fear and procrastination every day and then complaining about it. But they don't have to. You don't have to. You can choose to be bold. You can choose to do what scares you. You can choose to do what you don't want to do or what feels hard or what you're just not in the mood for. You can choose that. You can serve that up today. Just like Sam can not make a sandwich. He can make soup. He can make turkey, right? What will you do with this today? What is it that you are serving up to yourself that you do not like, that you are free to change? And what will you make different today? How will you be different today? How will you show up differently, make a different choice, put something else on the menu today? And when I ask you guys these questions, I ask myself too. So today I'll share my answer with you. What I will do differently today, what I will make different today, is I will not choose the stress or worry response. So I have a designer coming out to the house today who works with another contractor trying to just put one foot in front of the other with this home renovation project. And instead of the latest worry that I've had is everybody's telling me that it won't be done before baby. Well, I can hear that and ask questions and get creative and think outside the box without choosing to make myself the sandwich of fear and worry, right? Without choosing that pattern of response. I can have those conversations and deal with that reality without worrying about it. And I choose that today. I also will implement this today by not having sugar or starch. And I will say that a few months ago, that was super easy, totally patterned. But at this phase in pregnancy, it has been very, very hard to not eat sugar and starch, as those have been some of the only things that feel okay on my stomach. But just for today, I can avoid sugar and starch, and I will avoid sugar and starch. What about you? What are you going to do differently? What are you going to serve up differently? I want everybody listening to this to think about the thing that, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your finances, whether it's with your health, your fitness, your mindset, what is the thing that you have been choosing, that you have been serving up and then complaining about or feeling frustrated by or not liking? And what will you do differently today? What will you make different today? I hope you put this into action. I hope you refuse to allow it to stay in the realm of interesting idea and decide to put it into the realm of practice, into the realm of action, because that's the only way that we change. Otherwise, we just have a million tidbits of information in our head and we're living the same life that we wish was different in some way, big or small. Two super important reminders before we go. The first is that since we're almost in mid-August, which is crazy, registration is going to be opening up to the waitlist very soon in early September for our fall 12 weeks to transformation. So if you want to learn more about that, you got to make sure you're on the waitlist. That is where the information goes. And you can find that right in the show notes for today's episode, primalpotential.com/639. Or you can go to primalpotential.com/transform, but that's how you get on the wait list to learn more about and be able to register first for our fall 12 weeks to transformation. And then I just want to remind you guys lastly that every single Saturday when Sarah and I do the Q&A shows together, we do a giveaway. And we are sometimes giving away things that we love, like the turmeric latte, or we're giving away, I've been giving away a lot lately, my favorite digestive enzymes or my favorite protein shake, different things like that. But we give something away every single Saturday, and there are three ways to win. The first is you can leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts. The second is that you can leave a review of my book, Chasing Cupcakes, on Amazon. And the third way to win, and you can do all three, and then you've just entered to win three times, is to share on Facebook or Instagram your favorite episode of this podcast or something that you've learned from this podcast. Just make sure to tag Primal Potential on Instagram. It's actually tagging at Elizabeth Benton. On Facebook, it's tagging Primal Potential so that we can see it to count it. Because if we can't see it, we can't count it. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I'm excited for what you will choose to do differently today. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.